I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A recent rise in violence could cause people to wonder about Guatemala's elections. The nation is known for its homicide rates, and the September 11 elections could be a recipe for disaster. Several ministries have canceled trips to the nation, but Steve Watson with Global Aid Network is optimistic.
The current frontrunner, if he's elected, things should be fine.
Gain has been affected.
We have held off on shipping containers because you never know what the change of government is going to do. So that's the only major disruptions we've seen, is that we're not shipping containers right now.
But the delay shouldn't last long. Keep praying the materials will open doors for the gospel. Next, the most recent attacks involved the deaths of over 50 people in an arson attack in Mexico. People on the border towns between the U.S. and Mexico have witnessed kidnappings and shootings for years, though, and they're now paralyzed with fear. E3 Partners' Todd Salkowski says people are afraid to go to church. E3 knows that churches are vital, so they're helping form small house churches using their I Am Second program.
Praying that we can reach as many people with the gospel of Jesus Christ before violence or other negative things impact their lives in such a way that we've lost them.
You can help by sending Bibles for new churches or providing contacts you know on the border. Check our website. And a South Asian missionary acquitted of false charges is back on the front lines. Gospel for Asia-supported missionary Roshan Kuma was arrested a year ago under the pretense of helping the Maoist rebels. Anti-Christian extremists, unhappy about the growth of the church in the region, concocted the plan to stop him. But even while behind bars, he shared the gospel and started prayer meetings. The congregation also grew and is planning to dedicate their new church building in the near future. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.